Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The intro for Ron.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
I say hello. You do a good hello, Marvin. What's the...
Hello.
Hello.
Cheerio.
Hello.
That's
Warren Eckstein.
An English parrot.
Warren also is responsible for a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Because he is the country's leading animal expert, we always talk in terms of dogs and cats, but goats and llamas and horses. I don't know if you, I've never asked you this. Have you ever done any cows?
You know, I've never done any cows. I remember when I was up in Cobleskill, a place we both know well, I was doing some work with the college up there, and they had a cow that was depressed, and I went over and did some work with that cow. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of cow behavioral problems that I'm aware of.
I can tell you, excuse me, about a few. There's a video of the day today at DougStephan.com you want to check out from America's Funniest Home Videos. It features Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. I remember putting Charlotte on a treadmill once, and it was quite an experience. So while she, when she was older, she would go into the water. You know, they have these water treadmill, big, these like a big box that fills up with water. And the looks on her face were amazing. And you want to see some good looks.
She had the greatest face.
Oh, she had a wonderful face. A video of the day, anyway. Check it out. Buddy the Bulldog and his experience on the treadmill. Check that out at DougStephan.com. In a minute, I want to find out from Warren about how you do best exercise your dog and what you can do to keep your dog in shape next year on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your passwords are very, very predictable? And it's not difficult for thieves to figure them out. Here's the social science of it. 90% of passwords are highly familiar. Most use their name, children's or partner's name, even a pet's name. Teens use passwords associated with celebrity idols, cartoons, Homer Simpson or Madonna. Those are the two most popular fantasy passwords. Some passwords are very, sexual. Finally, only 10% of all passwords are cryptics and use strange-looking, boring, and unintelligible collection kind of gobbledygook numbers and letters. What's the cheap psychological trick? Go with boring passwords. Don't go with something that's top of mind. Never, ever give a hacker an even break. Did I nail your password? Let me know at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Jelly Car 3 is a driving platform with puzzles and 50 levels. Use sticky tires to climb walls or rewind to correct mistakes. Jelly Car 3. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, with a focus on our video of the day, a dog on a treadmill, how do you keep your dogs in shape, Warren? How do you advise others to keep their dogs, male, female, doesn't make any difference? How do you keep them in shape?
You know, in 1977, I wrote my first book. It was called Pet Aerobics. They compared me to the Jane Fonda of the pet world, and it was really critical, and it's even more critical now because we're living in a latchkey pet society. The best thing to do is so many people take directions, and they'll feed their dog maybe once, maybe twice a day, and therefore the dog's hungry. Even though they're getting all the nutrition they need, they're hungry, and a hungry dog can eat whatever's around, and that's where the weight gain comes from. So my suggestion is what I do. I feed my dog smaller amounts of food, 3 or 4 times a day. This way they're not always hungry and they're less apt to really be begging for food. Plus the exercise factor. You don't want to be a weekend warrior. Exercise your pets every single day for 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't take long. But just the other day I was walking on Venice Beach and there was a bulldog alongside a bicycle with his tongue hanging out. Probably only rides with this guy once a week. So build it up gradually. Make sure if you're going to run with your dogs or exercise them, it's on grass or a soft area. The concrete can hurt their feet. And just use common sense. Now there are certain diseases diseases that can cause weight gain, like thyroid, that's something you have to deal with the vet. But in the common sense, smaller feedings, more exercise is the way to go. And I replace treats with those little baby carrots, and I think that makes a big difference as well.
Really? All right. There's a website called chickensoup.com, Chicken Soup for the Soul. There's a place in there for this new book from them, My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. If you haven't seen it, I think you will find a story about a puppy that was found in a dumpster and ended up being a service dog. Very good story. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.